Today, with celebrities such as Kathy Lee Gifford, Dean Cain, and Craig Campbell on hand, the Navy Band will play the music. The year marks the 95th anniversary of this event. The first president to flip the switch was Calvin Coolidge. On Monday, meanwhile, the First Lady will give the annual tour of the White House Christmas decorations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation is participating in North State's Giving Tuesday, powered by Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Join the generosity movement and support your local wildlife this November 28th between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. Visit www.northstategives.org/ShastaWildlifeRescue. Like us on Facebook and get updates on this event and discover more of what we do for this beautiful North State we call home.
Thank you, North State, for helping us help wildlife.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross by old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to do it. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul.
Well, good morning, Jefferson. We're alive and well. Happy belated, or belated happy Thanksgiving to one and all here in the territory of Jefferson and to our friends and family elsewhere. I'm here with my friend Terry Poroposa. How are you doing, Terry?
Doing good, Wynn. How are you doing, Bob?
Got Mr. Bob
doing
on.
Great, Terry and Wynn. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
You too.
And I'm going to go grab the phone.
Okay, you do that. See, Bob likes playing on the phones. He does all the technical stuff so that we don't have to, because it would be a real cluster if we did it.
This is not the beginning.
Uh-huh.
This is not the end.
Uh-huh.
This is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning.
See? Okay, Mr. Churchill. All right, so we're going to talk about some good stuff today. We're up and running and having some good stuff going on today. I want to just do a couple shout-out reminders real quick before we get lost in the shuffle here. For the Shasta County group here, specifically in Redding, we will not be having a meeting tomorrow night. We won't have our Jefferson meeting nor our Patriot meeting. It was decided last meeting or meeting before even that, you know, amongst the group that was there that, you know, we all decided, okay, we're just going to have the long weekend so we can have the holidays with our friends, family, and everybody else. So we're not going to have a meeting tomorrow night, which is typically our Monday, our regular Monday night meeting. So, again, no Jefferson or Patriot meeting tomorrow night. Then tonight we do have our call, our Sunday night call that we have on the second and fourth Sundays of each month. Second and fourth Sundays of each month, and it starts at 7 p.m. And you can call in at 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And then enter the passcode. Once the menu clicks in, it'll ask you to put a passcode in. Passcode is 307-268, hashtag or pound sign. Again, 307-268, hashtag or pound sign. And again, that's at 7 o'clock. You can go in and you can hear what's going on Jefferson-wise and hear what's going to be said and participate that way. It's a great way to listen. It only takes maybe an hour at the very most. Typically, our meetings are even shorter than that, you know, when we have the calls. But we have that time allotted for an hour. But usually they run a little bit shorter, depending on how much stuff is going on throughout the territory of Jefferson and all the good stuff going on there. So, again, give us a call, 7 o'clock tonight, second and fourth Sundays of each month. And that's what I have at the moment.
Yeah, we'd like to thank our sponsor, who's really helped us out a lot. Thank you, Glotan Company. And Glotan Company is located at 2447 Athens Avenue. It's by appointment only with Jazzy and Ashley. And they have all natural, organic, sunless airbrush tanning products, which are made by the Chocolate Sun Company. Just herbs and all natural stuff. They're committed to giving you the finest organic and well-crafted natural tan and promote natural alternatives for skincare and lifestyle choices. Sorry about that. First day of my new tongue. Anyway, you can call for an appointment 7 days a week. Again, the people you call are Jazzy and Ashley at 530-488-8144. 530-488-8144 by appointment only. And with that, we have got Mark Baird on the line already. How you doing, Kemosabe?
Good morning, Mark.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing this morning? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
We did. I'm still full.
Yeah. Well, we Cindy and I spent the day by ourselves. It was great. We had a really nice day, just kind of quiet, and it was fun.
Don't you love that?
Well, we did a 5K run for food the first thing in the morning, so we earned our pie later on that night.
Wow.
No, that's called paying it forward. Burn the calories first, then eat the pie.
I would have had to have driven the 5K.
Well, it's actually, you know, it's funny because we got up and last year it was freezing cold, just freezing cold. And this year, I don't know, it was like 59 degrees and just partly cloudy. The trail goes kind of through the pine forest behind the College of the Siskiyous outside of Weed, and just a beautiful trail. It was a real, real nice morning, and we had a lot of fun.
Good. Well, that's awesome.
So what's new in the world of Mark Baird?
Well, I was just, I'm kind of studying for, you know, we're going down to Sonora next week and to talk to what sounds like a lot of people. Dave Tichnell and his committee down there put together a multi-county town hall. And so I was just doing a little studying this morning and kind of looking around and thinking about what I wanted to say. And I came on an article about the marijuana farming boom that's tearing apart Northern California communities. And there was a kind of a focus on Calaveras County who their board of supervisors apparently legalized growing, commercial growing for 200 grow sites. And it's estimated that they have over 1,000, and just judging from my experience, they probably have closer to 5,000 or maybe even 10,000 by the time you count the little ones. But it's the poison and the environmental damage and the trash, and the people there were so mad that they booted out 4 out of 5 supervisors, and they now have a board that is trying to vote to revoke that decision and make legalized marijuana cultivation against the law again. And they're running into a lot of opposition from very well-funded groups who keep threatening to sue them if they act on the will of the people. And I just, I see that, and I look at that story, and isn't that a microcosm of the entire up is down, down is up, white is black is white, California?
Oh, it is, totally.
It is just a microcosm, and you know, people are frustrated and they're angry and they don't know what to do. And I'm not making a comment on the medicine. You know, I don't happen to agree with that, but I recognize that some people do and they want to be able to grow their medicine. Okay. I don't have any heartburn with that. I don't think anybody does, but we're talking about commercial cartel criminal activity. And I do think that the people of a community should be able to vote on the way they live or express their wishes through their vote and through the election of their representatives, because Jefferson is nothing if it's not about representation. So the people of Calaveras County have definitely spoken. They've elected representatives to execute their will, and they have the right to do that, just as you have the right to grow medicine. Now, when we look at California as a whole, we don't have that kind of representation anywhere. I mean, anywhere. And I see the things that this state is running into are just cataclysmic. I mean, the homelessness in Los Angeles is at epic proportions. They have hepatitis outbreaks from people pooping on the sidewalks in most of these major urban areas. Well, gosh, in the socialist world of Jerry Brown, why is it that you can't give everyone everything and expect them to behave as model citizens and taxpayers and productive members of society? Why are these urban areas collapsing under the socialist model of the monoparty? Why is rural California collapsing under the socialist model of the monoparty? It's such a great idea. Take everything from everyone who's productive and redistribute that to everyone you want to have the money. Well, why isn't that working? I'm just kind of curious. What do you guys think?
Well, I know that Shasta County, at least the city of Redding, is making overtures that they want to be the distribution hub for marijuana. They want to have that's a good place to out in Stillwater. They want to have a little distribution hub. And the one who started mentioning some of that was actually one of our quote conservative city council members. I mean, it's unbelievable how upside down, as you were saying, it is, Mark. It's just upside down, sideways, and backwards. And there's just we have to have a level of commitment. We really do. And Wynn, can you go ahead and give the address of that event that's going to be in Sonora County, in Tuolumne County?
You bet.
Okay.
I also say follow the money on all those questions that you're asking, because
absolutely,
then you know exactly where it's going. The multi-county town hall, city of Sonora, down in Tuolumne County. And it's going to be on Sunday, December 3rd, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in the Manzanita Building in Sonora. And Mark's going to be our keynote speaker. Come early. They're expecting great attendance there, so get there early and grab your seat. The hall is a pretty good-sized hall, and it's going to hold, they're guessing, is about 700 people. So this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, you know, and if you're in Placer County, or you're in El Dorado County, or you're in Nevada County, or in Yuba County, or in Sutter County, or in Clutha County, I mean, that is a very, it's a couple hours of driving, but I'm going to say this, and I don't want to embarrass you, Mark, but Cindy and Mark have to drive almost 7 hours to get there each way. And, you know, what we have to have is a level of commitment. And we're going to be talking about the level of commitment. But, you know, something else that we continually do is we continually keep electing the same frickin' people. We continually elect the same senator, the same assemblyman who don't do anything. We continually elect the same city council members, the same boards of supervisors. It's sort of like, you know, Bob, it's sort of like, you know, you get back Jack and you do it again, you know, as Steely Dan said, get back Jack and do it again. And with that, we're going to go to our first break. And time has come, Wynn.
For 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for two weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Good job, honey. That's Sally, our little DJ. It was great. On the way back from Thanksgiving, Sally played music, and she's got all these contraptions that hook up to our car. So you're like driving along in a concert. It's called play music to get a ticket by. You can't help but step down on the gas, especially when you're listening to Steely Dan. Anyway, Mark, you there, buddy?
Yep, still here.
Good.
You guys still there?
We are. I think one of the things that we wanted to bring up, and we wanted your take on this, is a level of commitment. People like Patti Smith and Clayton and Chris Kellstrom, who have commitments on putting together fundraisers for us and putting together stuff and being there day in and day out fighting that good fight. All the good folks, the Jennings, Jack, Mike Thomas, Terry G. I mean, I can just go on and on. Calvin Clark, just all the great people. But it takes a commitment. And one of the things that we've noticed is that we talk about the young people. Well, folks, if we're meeting with Jefferson Meetings just once a month with a small committee, how do you expect to get people in? Now, let me bring this around. When you meet once a week, let's take Martha and Joe. Well, Martha and Joe are in their mid-30s. They have a couple kids that are in school. They have things that go on. They get excited about Jefferson. They want to know what they can do, and they come in, and you have your once-a-month meeting. They come into that meeting. Then you have another meeting a month later. Well, at the time, they're excited, and there's several of them. There's lots of Marthas and Joes out there that are excited about this, but they have kids. They have family. They have school. They have sports. And let's say one of the kids gets sick, and they can't make it back the next month. Well, guess what? It's now been 60 days since they've been at a meeting and learned anything about Jefferson. This is going to take some commitment. Now, granted, maybe everybody can't meet every week. I've heard the excuse, I just can't meet with my group. Well, it's our group, isn't it, Wynn?
Yeah, it's everybody's group.
It's everybody's group.
Yeah.
And so, you have to have a myriad of people, a lot of people, that will go ahead and be committed. Now, maybe once a week is, but once every 2 weeks at least, you have to have some way to where these folks can get back and get plugged in. And start getting and understanding what they can do with about Jefferson. What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I agree. I mean, we have to have a level of commitment, or this isn't going to happen. And when you look at the history of how this has happened, let's start with Siskiyou County. We you know, we had to elect a couple of board members that were liberty-minded constitutionalists before we had hope of getting a declaration. And let's look at Shasta County. You had a board that was never even going to listen to what we had to say, much less agree with the people. So you went out and got 35,000 signatures. You know, look at Tehama County, where their board was too weak-kneed to do this on their own. They wanted to be able to say the people made us do it. So they ran an election campaign and won it and forced their board of supervisors to sign a declaration. Let's look at Calaveras County. They had a board that unwisely went for this commercial marijuana scam that's being tried all over California. And it was obviously not good for the community because the people there went to the trouble and commitment to vote four of them out of office and replace them with four people who would execute the will of the people. You know, if you think this is going to happen without the highest level of commitment, you're crazy.
Well, you know, that's a great point. And you also, you know, you made a good point. You've made this point a lot of times, and that is, you know, we need 10,000 people. You can't get 10,000 people if 12 people meet once a month. You know, you can't do that. You have to get people plugged in. There's at least in every county, there's at least two or three events every week. And I know in our county, people like Chris Kellstrom and Tehama County, Patty, you know, those folks go ahead and same thing in El Dorado County. Look at Leah in Calaveras County. What a great job she's done. I mean, it's like event after event. There's always three or four things going on. There has to be a level of commitment. There has to be a way to plug people in. It's like church. Do you go to church once every six or 8 weeks? I mean, you have to be you have to be plugged in. We're not going to get those 10,000 people and those 10,000 people making 10,000 phone calls if we don't have a level of commitment to where it's just not a few people hanging out together discussing what needs to happen with Jefferson. It's a duplicatable process we need to have with everybody. So what says you, Kimasabia?
Yeah, I mean that's obvious. We have to have 10 times 10,000 people. This isn't going to happen all by itself. And in addition to that, we're approaching the part of the court case where the money is going to be required because, you know, at some point we get to the merits part of this trial, and that's where attorneys have to be taken to where the witnesses are, or witnesses have to be transported to where the attorneys are, depositions have to be taken. You know, our attorneys want to depose California senators. They want to depose the governor. That's not going to be easy. It's not going to be cheap. But we can win this. And it's looking more and more like we can win it because the state can't argue against our position that we have no representation. It's looking more and more as if what is obvious to us is becoming obvious to the court. And the longer the time goes by before the judge makes the minute order, the more obvious that is to me. Because I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, and the attorneys don't think so either. We think the judge has been searching for a way to dismiss this case all this time. And had she found one, she would have dismissed it, and she can't. And this is as obvious as the nose on your face. It is plain for anyone with eyes to see and ears to hear that we have a level of representation in the state of California that's not only untenable, but it doesn't serve the people. One state senator can't possibly represent a million people, and we see that every day in our own lives with Ted Hu. I mean, he's the tennis player from Roseville, and he panders to the money. That's all he has to do to get elected, because he knows that in a series of fairly conservative counties, no one's going to vote for the Democrat. So if his is the only Republican name on the ballot, they're going to vote for him just because they don't have any choice. And that's the point. We don't have any choice. And that happens all over California. There are districts in Southern California where you only see one name on the party just on the ballot, just like in Stalin's Russia, you know, where there's only one party really in California. You might see a few names there, but there's only one party. What's the difference? And I'll bet you if we got their meeting calendars, I wonder who they meet with. Do they meet with people who are their constituents a majority of the time, or do they meet with people who contribute to their political campaigns the majority of the time? That's some of the evidence we need to look for, and that costs money, folks. So this is going to happen, but gosh, we really need help with it. And if you're timid or tepid or you're kind of like, well, I'll just let everybody else carry the water for me just this once again, just this one more time, then we're in danger of not winning. So what we need is we need for you, the average guy, to wake up and get off your rear end and help or contribute. In fact, that's something that we need to emphasize more at our town halls. Everybody that comes into that town hall, if you raise your voice in agreement or you raise your hand in agreement, you need to accept a job before you leave that room, and you need to go do that job, whether that's fundraising or getting signatures or making phone calls or writing emails or participating in some committee. Everyone that agrees with us needs to accept responsibility for that choice and start contributing in a positive way, in a measurable way, to make sure that we succeed, and we can. And there are answers to all of the problems that California has created for itself. There are answers to all of those things, and we have answers to them all along.
What we need to
have some representation so we can put those answers into play.
Right. Well, what we need to have too is we need to have a mechanism, a template in which people can meet once or twice a month, once a week, or twice a month. You know, we can't have a situation where we bring new people in and we have a great town hall and everybody's excited about everything and we send them out with a job and they've got no place to go for a month. I mean, really and truly, the reality is that when we have groups that meet a lot, now Calaveras does an event about once a week, so they're meeting that way. Okay, that's fine too. Okay, if you do events and things like that, but you can't have a situation where you get 500 people at a meeting, they're all excited, and you say, well, our next meeting is January 5th. You know, you can't do that. You've got to have a way to plug them into saying, okay, our next meeting is 3 days from now. Everybody show up there. We'll have a job for you, whether it's calling your representative, whether it's a group going down to Sacramento, whether we're doing the Honeybee Festival, the Strawberry Festival, the car show, the gun show, et cetera, et cetera. We need to be everywhere. You need to be at your Board of Supervisors meeting. You need to be at your city council meetings. Those kinds of things, those kinds of action things we have to do. And Mark, I really feel an urgency to do that. And yes, we need to raise money. And when you got that address of where they can go ahead and send their checks to, and tell us a little bit about how people can contribute to the court case.
Absolutely. You can send money, cash, check, or money order to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, California 96073. And you can make the checks or money orders out to SOJ Formation or just SOJ. And we receive cash checks and money orders through that way. And you can also do it on our PayPal account. So you can go online, go to PayPal. And you can also go to the GoFundMe account. And all of this information, all of it, is on our website. Go to SOJ51.net. And you can go in there and you can see where to donate. It is very clear and easy to follow. Get into the and this is all part of that whole transition thing. Get into the website. Look at it. Our court documents are in there. Calendars are in there. Committee leaders are in there. You can find out for your specific county who the people are that are the leaders of the county. You can contact them directly and get involved that way. The calendar is on there. Check the calendar. You can see what events are going on specifically throughout Jefferson for those counties that are committed to putting all that information on the calendar. You can check all kinds of stuff out, and you can also find out what counties are all involved. And if you know friends, family, and enemies in other counties throughout the territory of Jefferson, let them know as well. Just, hey, if you're talking to somebody down, say, in, I know, southern county somewhere, if you're in a northern county or vice versa, and you can follow up with that information, tell them. Same thing. The word of mouth travels so much better from when we pass it on to somebody that trusts us and we trust them. They'll get that information and they'll go with it. So please just share that information. SOJ51.org. SOJ51.org. And that's a great place to go and get all the information.
Mark, you were saying and making such a great point about the oligarchy that we have in California. You know, there's specifically, you know, Ted Gaines, Jim Nielsen, Brian Daly, James Gallagher, Bigelow. These guys need to be called by you. If nothing else, you know, phone call parties once a week. Something to where we get engaged. And Mark, I want you to elaborate a little bit more on the fact that we have to start maybe understanding that this court case is totally the silver bullet we've been looking for.
Well, I mean, look, you have to understand, and I've been asked this by a lot of different reporters and so on, and because we talk about the monoparty a lot, and the monoparty includes Republicans and Democrats in California, because the Republican Party is a fairly small force. I guess you could call it a force, not really. I mean, the head of the Republican Party named himself president for life of the party. You have a few lawmakers in the North State, at least. I can't speak for the ones in the South State. But in the North State, they've got this little bitty, tiny little crown. It's yanked down tight around their ears, and they don't want to lose that crown. Because as small as it is, it's good to be king. And like we were talking about down in Modesto, the only problem with the king is one thing. He starts acting like the king. And we don't have kings in this nation, and we got rid of a king by force of arms beginning in 1775. And so we have representative government here. We have constitutional republic here, but you wouldn't know it by looking at the state of California, and that's what we aim to change. And what we need to do is we need to suck the money out of the politics, and we need to return to a place in this state, because we had this once, by the way. And so when you look at this, and if people say it's impossible, it's not only not impossible, we used to have it here. We had it here back when this state worked, and it was government from the bottom up, not the top down, where communities were adequately represented in the state house, and the people in the state house had to care what the voters thought, because that's who actually elected them, not the money. And you just look at the governor's office as an example of that. How would the United States work if the governors in all 50 states, because Jerry Brown thinks he's empowered to do it and he doesn't have any problem doing it, what if the governors of all 50 states went to China and made their own deal? What if the governors of all 50 states went to Europe and were on a jet-setting tour? Oh, why don't we have some fun with this? And let's just say they decided to do it at the same time Jerry's doing it. So all 50 governors are jet-setting around Europe talking about what a crap hole the United States is and how our politics are all wrong and our foreign policy is all wrong. And it's irrelevant who the president is, folks. It's irrelevant whether the president is a Democrat or a Republican. How would our nation work if all the governors of all the 50 states were flying around the world like tin-pot little dictators, telling everyone that came into their path that, I apologize for the United States of America, they're all wrong, we're going to do it the way California does it, and California is going to participate in this program and participate in that program, and here, I'll sign an agreement stating that fact. Which is not only a violation of Article 10, Section 1, Clause 3, but it's also a violation of the state's constitution in a couple of different places. And it's not only a violation of the state's constitution, it's a violation of the governor's oath of office. So how would our country function if every governor acted the way the lawless little dictator, the crooked king of California, acts? How would our country work? And I want you just to ask yourselves that. And the answer is it wouldn't work, and we wouldn't have a nation very long if any governors of any of the other states did the same thing Jerry Brown does. And you look at even Governor Cuomo in one of the worst-run states in the nation, second only to California, he doesn't even do that. So we have a guy here in California that not only doesn't represent you, he couldn't care less what you think. In fact, you're a cave dweller. You're a freeloader. Oh, and by the way, like he told the German people, your life is too easy. You're too comfortable. That's the problem with the world. The people in California, their lives are way too good. And if their lives were harsher and less good and their children had less opportunity and if you had a worse home and if you didn't enjoy the style of living that you enjoy right now, the world would be a better place. How about that for a governor?
Well, do you know what would happen? The entire nation would be in the same boat as California. Actually, worse, because California has some resources. Other states do not. And so the country would be going down the...
Let's get back to a more base issue than that, even. People form the government. In fact, I was doing some paperwork, and I was listening to a... For background noise, I had a panel on gun control, and it's the typical, and you have to listen to the opposition folks because you need to know how they think. If you don't understand your enemy, you won't be able to counter his moves. So I'm listening to this panel on gun control, and it's a Harvard professor and three other liberals, and then they have a token conservative there who never gets a word in edgewise, because as soon as they start to try to speak on behalf of the Constitution, everyone else starts screaming and drowns them out, so they never even get to speak. So this Harvard professor, someone asked him, well, why do you think Europe doesn't have near the violence problem that the United States has? And I laughed at that. I thought that was pretty funny, because they have a pretty bad violence problem in Europe right now. I mean, it might not be as bad as Chirac. I mean, Chicago, but it's pretty bad. And in fact, acid attacks, where people throw acid in someone's face in London, have gone up 120% in the last year.
Wow.
Wow. Can you imagine being worried in an American city about walking down the street, and you're worried about someone having a quart of acid that they throw in your face? Geez, I'd rather get shot. But anyhow, so he says, well, why do you think the gun violence problem, because violence isn't violence to these people, it's gun violence or some other kind of violence. In other words, it's all identity politics. It's not what it is, it's what it looks like that's most important. And he says, well, here's the deal. In Europe, he said, governments, and he inferred this in his diatribe, governments literally came before people, which I find to be very interesting theory. How can you have a government before there are any people to govern? But his inference was, and there were established monarchies in Europe for so long that they were able to disarm their people, and then they had good control over their population and good control over the weapons, and so they controlled the narrative, and therefore gun violence wasn't allowed to flourish in Europe. What an interesting concept when you look at the fact that both of the world wars were started in Europe by governments with guns, including governments that were more than willing to kill multi-million of their own citizens. Joe Stalin, by all reports, killed 20 million of his own people. Hitler killed 10, 11, 12 million of his own people and caused the deaths. He may not have killed them directly, but caused the deaths of a couple of million more.
Yeah.
I mean, in China's authoritarian system, Mao Zedong killed 70 million of his own people. But he was able to control the narrative, because the emperors of China had already disarmed the people, so the government had good control of the people. And in the United States, this Harvard professor, this educated moron, says, you know, democracy came to the United States way too early. It was way too early. The king really didn't have time to disarm the people. Well, this idiot doesn't read history, because Charles I lost his head over trying to disarm the English people. They later submitted. But they have literally killed kings for trying to disarm the people while the government remained armed. Now, in the end, they didn't have the intestinal fortitude to stand with that position, and they lost their arms. But in the United States, we recognize that people created government, not the other way around. Government was created by the people to serve one purpose and one purpose only: defend the rights of the governed. That's why government exists. In California, government exists to serve the people. People do not exist to serve the government, although you wouldn't know it now, because we have submitted to a degree that we think is recoverable, but time will tell, right? It depends on the level of commitment. So here this guy is saying, democracy came here too fast, and government didn't have time to disarm the people before democracy came. Well, I got some bad news for this moron. We don't have democracy here. We have constitutional republic. Now, the monoparty would like to see democracy, because that's mob rule. And you know the difference between democracy and a monarchy? And a famous constitutional scholar, I didn't make this up, I learned it from someone else, said, the only difference is the king is 51% of the people instead of a king. Because in a pure democracy, the majority is in a position to strip the minority of their inalienable rights every single time. That's why we don't have a democracy, because the rights of the people are sacred. They are above government. And in constitutional republic, the majority is never in a position to take the rights of the minority. How are we doing in California?
Not very well.
So you know, those are the kinds of things that we're fighting against here in California.
Yes.
And we
yes.
can do it, but we can't do it without you folks. We can't do it without the people listening to this broadcast. We can't do it without a lot of people who are listening to this who aren't listening to this broadcast.
And that's another thing too, folks. If you're listening to this, you need to get this out. Remember, we stream live, and it's podcasted. Everybody out there should be listening to this in Jefferson. Mark, that was amazing. We do have to go off to our last break. Please stay over with us. You know, I got to say that everything you just said there, Mark, was right spot on. One thing about you, Kemosabe, you don't hold back the punches, and that's a good thing because we need plain, straight talk because time has now come.
For 51.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth. You always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Choose where you get more points. 3 times points on 1 of 5 categories, plus 2...
That it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Oh, boy. That must have been from Sally. I'll light your fire, baby. Anyway, we have a good friend on the phone here, Greg Walsh, and Greg and Monica, just outstanding people. And Greg, my friend, welcome to the program. I know you got some questions for us. And hey, folks, this is the guy you want in the foxhole next to you to have your back. This is a real patriot. Greg, what you doing, buddy?
Amen.
Greg, go ahead.
I'm hanging in there.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right. What's happening?
Are we on the air?
Yes, you
are.
Yeah,
you've been on the air.
You're on the air with us.
Oh, I've been talking waffles with my wife. I just want to say thank you to you guys for everything you do. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be in 100% agreement with what other people say. But man, we're right there. And I know Terry's enthusiasm and the discomfort in Placer County not getting more involved. But I'll tell you, what we have down here, and I tell you guys time and time again, it's a different geographic world, demographics and stuff down here, because what we have is I'll tell you, it's a lot of government. And I always tell people, liberals don't make cities. Cities make liberals. And these people down here, you know, we're getting a lot of government employees coming to our Jefferson meetings where we have 40, 50 people sometimes. And we seem to be getting some more attendees. The meetings are getting better. Things are getting better down here in regard to educating people about SOJ. But the bottom line is they come to protect their retirement. Mm-hmm. And I let them know exactly as Mark said, is your retirement is worth nothing without liberty.
Well, that's a good point, Greg. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, when you have a county the size of Placer with the amount of people, I know here we have Patriot meetings in Reading, and then 50 miles to the east, we have Patriot meetings in Bernie, and then we have Patriot meetings in Fall River. So one of the things about being in a position to where you could have one area that meets more frequently, and the other areas can meet less frequently, but you could have an alternative. We do the same thing with Hay Fork and with Weaverville in Trinity County. They still have a meeting at least twice a month, but they alternate between Hay Fork and Weaverville, or sometimes do them at the same time. Those are the kinds of things that we need to have done. And just on another subject, how's my girl? How's Monica doing? She's ready for those waffles?
We're getting better, yeah.
Good.
She got her new sauna the other day, and we're taking care of all that stuff. So we're doing the best we can with what we got, and things are heading in the right direction.
All right, my friend. That's great. Hey, Mark, do you have anything that you want to weigh in on that with the county?
I had a question for Mark.
Oh, good.
Specifically, in regard to law and order and the swamp we deal with down here in the Sacramento area.
We got 3 minutes.
Monica watched television last night, and they came up with this new thing the cops have to use up here, and it's beanbag guns. Is this Sesame Street, or are we going to instill law and order?
Say that again, Greg. I didn't hear the middle part.
The government wants the cops to use beanbag guns.
Oh, beanbag guns, yeah. Okay, well, gosh, I could go a million places with that one, but personally, if I was charging a bunch of armed suspects, I think probably the last thing on earth I would want is a beanbag gun. You know, it's funny, guns are a funny thing. You know, they're meant for a certain job. Everybody knows what the job is. I don't have to talk about that. But when you really need the gun, a beanbag just won't do the same thing.
They say from the time you pull your gun, you have 1.5 seconds to live. Why hit them with a beanbag? I mean, but it's like Sesame Street, and that's how ridiculous California government is.
It is.
Well, that's the crazy house we've allowed to grow here. And you know, thank God for people like you and Monica. And I think Placer County has done a tremendous job with the challenges that you talk about. You know, a lot of people from Sacramento live there. It's kind of the commute. I've seen the commute down the hill a couple of times, and I think you're doing a great job there. And the more people that hear about this, you know, what we're saying isn't really a political cause. It just makes sense. If you can't affect events with your representative, why do you bother to vote for the guy? And that's why most people in California have checked out. They don't even bother to vote because their vote doesn't mean anything. And what we want to do is restore that balance where the people have a say in the events that affect them, and maybe we wouldn't have to have conversations about beanbag guns and people pooping on the sidewalk and stuff. Ridiculous stuff that you wouldn't think when you were younger. You'd never think these conversations would ever enter your field of view.
We got about 30 seconds.
We live in this crazy house, they do.
We got about 30 seconds left, guys. Greg, thank you for all you do, my friend. Give Monica a hug for us. Greg Walsh, a great, great patriot. And, buddy, nobody works harder than you and your little bride anyway. Mark, any final thoughts very quickly?
Yeah, the time has come for 51, and we don't have all day.
All right, my friend. Okay, you heard it here. All right, folks, remember to get on that phone call tonight. Get this podcast out to people. Let's get to work. Let's get it done.
Time to take action.
It's time has come.
For 51.
Praise the Lord and pass the beanbags.
There you go.
Time has come for 51. In the Jefferson state of mind.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Michael Harrington. Representative John Conyers has just announced he is stepping aside as top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee amid a probe of sexual harassment allegations. Two other Democrats said he should step aside from his leadership role. One House Democrat, Kathleen Rice of New York, has called for him to step down entirely. He's not doing that. He is dropping his leading role, though, as the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee. News website BuzzFeed reported last week that Conyers' office